Welcome to SolidWorks Heard, a show about tools, tips, and technology surrounding SolidWorks engineering and the web. This is episode 427 for January 21st, 2013. SolidWorks Mechanical Conceptual First Look. Well, welcome to SolidWorks Heard. I didn't have any time to do any recording yesterday, which is usually the regular Sunday debut for shows, but I'm at SolidWorks World 2013 here in Orlando, Florida, and it's been kind of a crazy precursor to the actual SolidWorks World event, but you know, we had a lot of meetings and stuff going on, and it was just too crazy to get in front of the mic, but I did want to deliver a show. I'm probably not going to do this every day. Most of the time I do a show on the Sunday, and then we'll do kind of a wrap-up next Sunday. So what I want to do today is just talk about one of the announcements, and it is something that we've been waiting to hear about for a while. Back in Anaheim in 2010, there was discussions about CAD on the cloud and having some type of platform that we'd be able to access SolidWorks, do design in a very lightweight, kind of a hosted type of format. Now, we've talked about it on the show. We've had roundtables about it, and it kind of started an entire discussion across the web about CAD on the cloud and why it is good and why it is bad and why users want it and why users don't. And today we actually got a little bit of visibility, at least on the direction. And it actually appears that they have a pretty solid product and a pretty solid feature set. There was definitely some differences between the way it was shown back in 2010 and what we saw today. So besides the fact that it takes probably a full breath to say the name of the product, which is SolidWorks Mechanical Conceptual, it is something that runs on Dassault's 3D Experience platform, which is essentially what we were used to with Infuse as well as the SWIM environment. It does look like the product is not really a full web-based tool. It is actually not something that runs in the browser. It does look like it has a relatively thin client. I won't call it a thick client because I don't think they have all the engine of it running on the computer, but those details really weren't shared. So what I want to do is just kind of touch on some of the things that we do know and maybe a little bit of speculation, but for the most part, it'll be just a quick show. I'm actually trying to record between sessions, and I'm sitting here in my room recording on top of an ironing board. So I wouldn't call it an ideal recording situation, but what I want to do is just kind of touch on this, and I'll probably get more details as they trickle out during the week. So today, about 9 o'clock, Fielder got on stage and talked about this new product. Now, like I said, he first announced the name of this SolidWorks Mechanical Conceptual. Like I said, it's not really released, right? It's been announced. And, you know, for all we know, that could just be its code name for now, although usually code names are much shorter. But I think the important thing is what they shared with us today. So I have a brief list, and I did write this up on the blog, so if you want to go to solidworksheard.com/blog, you should see it right at the top, and you can kind of read the details. But this is essentially what we know. It's built on top of the 3D Experience platform. That's essentially their hosted platform. The whole back end of it is obviously in that experience. They also refer to it as basically the design database. So that's essentially where all that information is being stored. They did show a few interfaces to it, but they basically focused on conceptual design. So unlike what we saw back in 2010, this is something that is not necessarily trying to be a full CAD product, but something that I think does a little bit more than just conceptual design. I would say in most cases, it actually looked like what they showed us, very much design in a nutshell, just not the finish work. So all the little specs, maybe finished hardware, you know, maybe the callouts, and obviously it does not do drawings. So, you know, that's probably more tying up the loose ends and making a design complete. But it appeared to do quite a bit of the other things. Now, again, until you get your hands on it and we can actually build parts, it's hard to speculate exactly what its modeling capabilities are. But it looked pretty impressive. They did show the fact that it's obviously, you know, being conceptualized, and they also said that you would be able to move to SolidWorks for downstream completion of the design. So there is going to be some way of being able to bring things in. Now, they did touch on that direction from this new concept tool down to SolidWorks. I'm unsure if that works the other way. Maybe you started something and want to be able to do more collaboration-based stuff. I didn't hear anything about that direction, but you know, it seems like it probably is possible. The other things that they touched on, too, were the appears it has modeling and assembling capabilities. It does have full dynamics, so you can move things around. It does understand joints and things like that. It also had some intelligence to it where they spoke about it kind of understanding how parts are used. And the example they had was like a pin. So if you sketch up a pin and you actually place it and make it a node so you know things rotate about it, it starts to understand that that part can be mated that way. And starts to understand how it's used, and then will snap into place and be used in that way. So that was kind of an interesting prediction. That's what they said. That was a predictive of how the parts are used. It also had the ability for basically starting in a layout sketch mode. Now, we've talked about this on the show, and the layout sketch mode is essentially the way to draw up mechanisms and kind of ideas, and then basically take that 2D information and start to extrude it and make it into something that has movement, and then you can do your kind of your fit, form, and function tests. They also said that it has integrated version management, very easy to keep track of versions of concepts. It almost looked like the snapshot tool from Large Assembly Design that they have in SolidWorks, where you just kind of take a snapshot. But unlike it just being a view, like it is in LDR, it is actually a snapshot of the version. So you can easily toggle between conceptual ideas without having to create a new document, and that version is then captured, and you can kind of jump between them and make modifications and so on. So that looked, again, from the workflow of using a tool in concept, it really did make quite a bit of sense. It also talked about being able to perform simulation. So again, that ability to run more mechanical based validation on the products was also something they showed, and they showed the color map and gradient on the part running through like a stress analysis. It also has some features that I know many of you that probably collaborate with other people and need feedback immediately. This has chat. It also has screen sharing, where you can kind of do things on each other's systems and as well as show each other what's happening on your system. And it looks like it's pretty much a blend between what we're used to in SolidWorks and more of a history-based approach, but also had full direct editing where you can push and pull and modify on the fly. So again, good features and functions for those that just like to come up with a concept and then just start tweaking on a model to make it work. They also said that in addition to, kind of your live or what I would refer to as kind of full duplex communication where it's back and forth in real time, you also have the ability to post basically snippets or screenshots. And this is something that I've seen like in sunglass.io and a couple other tools out there where you can mark up on a screen capture and be able to kind of draw what you're thinking and things like that. I don't know if I saw any actual markup. But what you can do is take a snapshot, kind of like we used to do in Vooch, where it drops in the picture, and then you can comment on it, and it saves this or shares this to a community. So this is really where the whole 3D experience platform of Dassault comes in, because it actually looks like it would be a swim discussion. For those of you that have ever used DraftSight, this is what the DraftSight community is built on. So you'd be able to take a snapshot out of this conceptual tool, drop it into a private community that you could invite, just a group of your designers in. So they really kind of focused on it being private and not some public forum. And then on that, you would have the picture or the snapshot that you took, a picture of your avatar, and then any comments you have. And then you could have a threaded discussion around that concept. So again, it has this ability to, make it a almost like a document that can have multiple collaborators and be able to update. So that was actually a pretty interesting thing. They did focus on or talk about the fact that it will run on mobile. I don't know what that means, if it has, the ability just to go to the web, or if there will be specific clients for iOS and Android and all the other mobile platforms that may be on the market at that time. But there was one thing that they were very clear on, is they never said the word cloud, not once. I know that's something that really got hammered on in 2010, was that they talked about the cloud constantly. But for what they showed, like I said, it appears to be you know, I would refer to as it as more of a thin client, where it really just has the framework there. But that's speculation, because I really don't know how much of the engine is running locally. They talked about it being constantly connected, which, again, it's going to be connected to some type of, I guess, of Anovia or some type of database on Dassault's Experience platform. So that could mean a number of things. You could have a full engine on your local machine and the data is streamed in via the internet, or it could be that, you know, the framework just understands what functions you're doing and then sends those, and those are actually, you know, done over the web. They didn't really share what technology and actually what is being installed on the client, or what that client-server relationship really is. But the data itself is definitely stored on the servers, because one of the things that they did touch on, that they did in 2010, was the fact that if you did lose a session or you lost connectivity, or even the app crashes, your data is saved in that state immediately, so you don't lose data the next time you get everything up and running and log in. Your data is exactly the way you left it. So I know that's something that a lot of people have. I mean, obviously, many of you know I use Google Apps, and I'm on Google and Gmail all the time, and that's one of the things I really love about Docs, is the fact that, you know, at any time I'm done typing, I just close the lid to my laptop, or I walk away from my station, and I know everything's saved. So it is something that I think they're definitely focusing on. But as far as the details of exactly how much is running locally, is still out there. So we don't know much yet. But you know, there was a few things that I think a lot of people are wondering about. Like, number one, how much does it cost? What's the payment model? You know, obviously it's very early and they don't have any details on it. And this is basically in a private test. I wouldn't even call it alpha. I think they just have it as an internal tool. They probably do have a few companies that are testing it out. They did say on the main stage that they are looking for customers interested in using this platform and interested in using it for production-like data. They really want to get good use case and get feedback. So they're looking for kind of a select few to do a private test of this conceptual tool. And they said that if all goes well, that they will be releasing this for public testing sometime around the October, November. And I don't know if it's going to be more of an open test where they give you maybe 30 days to try it out. I know they have that capability on this platform because they used to do that with Infuse before that went away. So they do have some things baked in, I think, from a trial standpoint that may give people, you know, basically some mouse time on this and actually figure out how it's going to work. But that's essentially what they announced today, and it is something that we haven't heard about, and I think the message that either got leaked out through the blogs and the press has changed quite a bit, because in the day that they showed it, it was very much going to be a tool that was going to replace, functionality-wise, have the same type of functionality base as SolidWorks, and they've always committed that the desktop version's never going away, and that there would be two products, and, you know, you could move over whenever you were comfortable. Well, I think that's changed a bit, and now they seem to be clearly on the path of, let's make complementary tools, and for now, being complementary means that, you know, I can do simulation and motion studies and design and fit form and function and mechanisms and things like that. And when I get to a point where I really need to button up maybe some very specific details, I'll move it down to the desktop version of SolidWorks that we know today and make modifications to that. So it is an interesting shift, but I think this is probably the plan that will probably result in a lot more adoption. I think if they came out of the gate, you know, touting that this was a SolidWorks next generation, you know, especially in a room of people that know the desktop version very well, I think they'd quickly realize that that was probably not the best approach. So I'm excited to see what happens, and obviously excited to log in and see what this thing can do. But, you know, try out some of the workflows, try out some of the tests, see how intelligent it is in predicting how things would work and how it remembers parts, and even how you use legacy data and stuff like that. And that's one of the things I'm really wondering about, because obviously I'm assuming that upstream from SolidWorks to this concept tool would be possible, because obviously you probably have libraries of data that you want to get up there. So there's still, just like back in 2010, there's probably more questions than answers, but it is nice to get some direction and a pretty good amount of detail about what this tool will be. All right, well, that's SolidWorks Mechanical Conceptual. And I, like I said, there's going to be a lot more detail that'll be coming out. And, you know, I'm only halfway through the first day, so there's a lot of stuff to still happen. I am going to be still going to a lot of sessions, so you guys all know how to get a hold of me if you have a session that you see that you'd really like to get details on. I'll do my best to try and get there, but I am going to be taking notes. I'm probably going to figure out today how I'm going to post them. I may just put a blog post up on the live coverage and share publicly the Google Docs that I'm taking notes in, and that way you can see that information. I'll try to get pictures and things as well. But if you know, I'm going to be doing the general sessions. Again, they start at 8:30 Eastern Time till 10, and they'll be tomorrow and Wednesday. So remember, you know, great speakers, and Wednesday's always the reveal of the next version of SolidWorks. So a lot of good stuff to come, and I hope to see you soon. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit at the comments section or email me at lou@solidworksherd.com. Don't forget to visit the Herd at herd.solidworksherd.com and register for an account. You can follow me there or on Google+, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for SolidWorks Herd. This episode of SolidWorks Herd was sponsored by Digital Dimensions, Forward Engineering Solutions, online at www.dicad.com. Music was provided by 21 Against by means of Music Alley at musicalley.com.